A man whisked up into the sky in a chariot of fire. Rumors of his return hundreds of years later. Another man lit up like the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center with two long-dead celebrities at its side, impending death, and three very bewildered Jewish fishermen. No, this is not the trailer from the latest Steven Spielberg holiday blockbuster, but a thumbnail sketch of today's scripture. The readings from the book of Sirach and Matthew's gospel are shot through with the enigmatic figure of the prophet Elijah. In the first reading, Ben Sira recounts the prophet's spectacular departure from this earth in that blazing chariot. He's the first to spread the story of Elijah's return before the Messiah. Later, the prophet Malachi would elucidate the same point. Today's Gospel of Matthew echoes this prediction as the disciples question Jesus about Elijah's return. We are told that the disciples and Jesus were coming down the mountainside. From the preceding verses, we know they were also coming down emotionally from just having witnessed the transfiguration. Coming down from having seen in a flash Jesus illuminated like a Roman candle with Moses and Elijah at either side. They were coming down indeed from an experience all at once wondrous, strange, frightening, and confusing. It might well have occurred to them that they had just witnessed that foretold return of Elijah. Jesus tells them that indeed Elijah has already come, and no one recognized him. Elijah came in the person of John the Baptist. Like Elijah, John was the voice crying out in the wilderness. John's crying out was to tell people what they didn't want to hear, namely, to change their ways and prepare for the Messiah. Elijah escaped his persecutors in that fiery chariot, but John had his head handed to him. The same would happen to the Son of Man, Jesus reminds his disciples. Even in the Advent season, the shadow of the cross looms over our preparations for Christmas. Just as the disciples were coming down from the mountain, still stunned in awe at what they had seen, their hearts pounding, their lungs panting, the adrenaline of amazement coursing through their veins, Jesus abruptly doused their excitement with the sobering truth that the Son of Man would suffer. He told them he would die. The Baptist's fate would be his, rejected like all the prophets before him. So ultimately, today's scriptures are not just about Elijah, but about all the prophets. Elijah was one of the most renowned, perhaps the most impassioned and uncompromising of all. It is fitting that a chariot of fire lifted this fiery man of God out of this life. It is that stunning departure that sparked, as it were, the fascination among Jews and Christians as well, that Elijah, who never seemed to die, would come back one day to prepare the way for the Messiah. The people of Jesus' time missed their Elijah, who was John. They were deaf to his message, and it's no surprise that they also missed the very Messiah himself, Jesus. During Advent, we are acutely reminded that we live in the end times. No matter how long this age lasts, Jesus is coming again. The prophets of today, like their Hebrew predecessors, tell us that God is none too pleased with what we have done to this earth and to each other. A prophet is not a palm reader who foretells the future. A prophet forewarns, make straight the paths of the Lord. A prophet is more concerned with the present. Like Elijah and John the Baptist, the prophet calls our attention to how our present falls short of the future God holds out to us. Prophets see from God's perspective. They tell us we have to change, to repent, to be mindful of the poor and rejected. Prophets burn with indignation when religion becomes innocuous, pious pageantry rather than a lavish display of love, justice, and compassion. Prophets smash idols. In our day, the idols of wealth and power and self-importance. Prophets even dare to give the church a good tongue-lashing when deserved. "You brood of vipers," hollered the Baptist. Nobody these days wants to listen to prophets any more than our Hebrew ancestors wanted to listen to Elijah or John the Baptist. During Advent, we should identify the prophetic voices of our time, those who tell us what we don't want to hear. We also need to remember that we too are supposed to be prophets. Prophecy is not just for the chosen few anymore. Whether clad in camel skin or designer labels, every Christian has been anointed at baptism with a chrism that charges us to say what needs to be said. Like Elijah and John, each of us has been emboldened to speak truth to power, to stand with the forgotten and marginalized, and to get into a fiery rage when our religion itself is compromised to serve the self-serving. The great 20th century rabbi, Abraham Joshua Heschel, gave the best definition of a prophet as one who can hold God and humanity in a single thought.